We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yesterday, and then gave a big diamond ring to his now fiance. Her name is Brittany Matthews, and she will be Brittany Mahomes at some point, I would assume, in the next year or so. This, of course, comes just a few weeks after he signed a $500 million contract. Mm. So you might, on a surface level, see that and go, come on, man. You signed a $500 million contract, and now you're getting married? Like, what, you know, what, like, you couldn't space this out a little bit? The interesting thing about this is his high school girlfriend.
Yeah.
They've been together since high school. And so it's kind of a sweet story.
Like, it is a cool story.
I don't know how all these – I don't know how often, like, actual high school sweethearts stay together. I know it didn't work in my case, in most people's cases. But, like, Patrick Mahomes, they went to high school together. They stayed together all through college, stayed together while he was sitting on the bench in Kansas City. And then now she's engaged to the best football player on the planet, guy who's got a chance, some people think, to be the best quarterback in the history of football. So congratulations to those two kids, Patrick and Brittany, engaged and on their way to what I hope is a happy and never-ending marriage.
Story number four.
Sad news earlier today from Jackson. Dr. Thomas Dobbs, who is the state health officer, announced that a child has died from COVID-19. They don't get specific, not named, not city, not age, but for privacy reasons, obviously. But the doctor did say that the child was between the ages of 1 and 5 and otherwise healthy. And he said, quote, "This is a very sad and powerful reminder that though most people get over it just fine, even young, healthy people can die from this virus. Everything that we do to prevent transmission in the community is an act of love that prevents transmission to others that can lead to serious outcomes." He said, pleaded with people to please avoid large gatherings, wear a mask, and observe social distancing guidelines over the Labor Day weekend. So, you know, as kids are getting back in school, one of the arguments for it is that kids have nothing to worry about. And that's obviously silly because, of course they do. And it's not just about a child dying, but a lot of kids, particularly in poor communities, live with grandparents who are older. So yeah, maybe the kids, statistically speaking, has very little to worry about. But you know, a kid getting the virus at school, bringing it home to grandma or grandpa, or even mom or dad, like it's messier than what some people like to acknowledge. But for the crowd out there that has consistently told you since March that kids have, quote, nothing to worry about, well, tell that to this kid or his parents, because the child was between the ages of 1 and 5, otherwise completely healthy, and now is dead from COVID-19, the virus that some people still do not take seriously. Jeff Calkins is up next.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
Hi, I'm a 2020 census taker. As I walk around your neighborhood, you'll see my census bag and ID badge. We're coming by to assist anyone who hasn't completed it yet. And we'll be wearing a mask and following local guidelines for everyone's safety. We'll be asking some simple questions that will inform funds for healthcare, education, and more over the next decade. But right now is your chance to make a big difference. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Looking for the best burger in town? Then head to Elbow, winner of the World Food Championship Best Burger Contest. Elbow serves up burgers using fresh locally sourced ground beef, turkey, or veggie patties. Each burger is made to order, from the juicy classic cheeseburger to all sorts of combos like the mac and cheeseburger. Plus, Elbow has fresh cut fries, artisan chips, great salads, and a full bar stocked with local drafts and bottle favorites. Check Elbow out on social media for the always unusual but always delicious burger of the day. Elbow, great food and fun. 2021 Madison, just west of Overton Square.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show.
Well, I wonder if the awful of holes.
Listen up, listen up. Cooper Systems has a new shipment of name brand computers and laptops that are available for you. So you can go there now and shop a large selection. Let them guide you to the computer that is perfect for what you need a computer to do. We're talking about some of the biggest brands: Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple. You know, some stores have had a problem trying to keep inventory where it normally is because computer sales are higher than they've normally been because people are working at home in ways that they never have. But it's not an issue with Cooper Systems. Like, whatever you used to get there, you can still get there. Again, Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, yes, even Apple products are available. And if you want a custom-built Phoenix computer, they got those too. What you do is give them a call, 360-9679. Talk to Lee or Lauren or any of the Cooper Systems consultants. Tell them what it is you need a computer to do. They'll find a computer that's perfect for you. If they don't have it, they'll get it. And if they don't have it and they can't get it, they can always build it for you. You're going to get something that's perfectly suited for you. That way it's better priced for you. That's at Cooper Systems. 360-9679. 360-9679. Cooper Systems are on the web. CooperSystems.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
Good, Gary. How are you?
I think better than you because I wasn't all up all night with a dog. Let me ask you, is it worth it? Is it worth it having gigantic dogs and then little bitty dogs that either consume your house or consume your life?
I'm wondering myself right now, honestly. Well, okay. On the question of whether it's worth it to have giant dogs or any dog, I think it is absolutely worth it. There are moments when when you wonder, like you can't, you know, you leave the house, you leave and travel, you got to get dog sitters. Every trip to the vet feels like it's $400, even for, you know, whatever. You wake up one day and the dog pooped in your house because it, you know, couldn't handle it, you know, whatever. Even if it's house trained, it has bad days, right? You're a dog owner yourself. You understand there are downsides to owning a dog.
But here's the thing: we have a small dog,
yep,
and she is no issue to us at all. She's an issue to the FedEx drivers and the Amazon drivers and the UPS.
Well, don't you take her to the vet? Don't you take her to the vet? The vaccinated? Don't you spend money on her? Don't you?
Oh yeah. I mean, she's an expense, sure. But here's what I'm telling you. We have a doggy door that goes out through our garage,
right?
And so she knows how to use it. Like, for instance, this weekend we went to the lake. We left on Friday, came back Sunday. We don't have to figure out what to do with our dog.
Your dog just takes care of herself.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
nice.
That's
we don't have to ever let her out. She knows how to get out. She knows how to come back in.
Well, that's fine. that's not because it's a big dog or a little dog.
Right.
That's just you have a great setup for your dog and a dog that and neighbors who indulge.
Right. Our neighbors are very patient with her because she will. So. She goes at the great thing about her being able to go out on her own is that she goes out on her own. The bad thing about her being able to go out on her own is that when she hears a FedEx truck or an Amazon truck, she goes out that door and races outside and she's rah, 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 she's on them. You know, and they deal with it. So bless them.
She won't bite them.
No, she will not bite them, but she looks like she's ready to, but she will not do it. She will not bite anybody. I don't know that she's ever bitten anybody, but she will, if you don't know. Now, the good thing is, like, at this point, the Amazon driver, like, you know, we're on a first-name basis. We're like, what, you know? So they know she's not going to hurt them.
Right.
But it's still like you don't want some dog yapping at you. I always feel bad when I know that happens.
So I have no doubt that. But you know, my dogs actually are not, they never bark, so they don't actually have that issue. Like, my dogs are not barkers at all. They like everybody. They would never bite anyone. They, you know, they like kids. They like the other dogs. They're incredibly genial. And the truth of the matter is that I'm home alone now. You know, my kids, all three kids are gone, and I consider my dogs to be great company. You know, they really are. Like, you walk in, and your dogs are there. You get in radio, and they're so happy to see you. And so I have no questions that my dogs are worth it. Now, twice I have bred a dog and had litters. And is it worth it? Well, the first time I had 8. And so at least, you know, you sort of break even because you know, first of all, there are people out there, like, I post pictures of the puppy and stuff, and then there's people who yell at me on Facebook because I'm not, you know, you got to adopt, you're a horrible person. And to that I say you should adopt any dog that I've ever, like, I sold 7 of the dogs last time, and I had spay-neuter clauses in the contracts that they bought, and I literally do $1,000 practically worth of medical checks before I breed the dog. Like, I'm a totally responsible dog breeder. It's insane, right? But the idea that here I am at age 58, up all night, it's as if you have a newborn. And you know how when you bring your newborn baby home and you're first, you just did this again.
Oh, I've done it. It's too much.
Between every baby, do you forget how to do it? Because that's my experience. Is that my memory of it is, although yours were so close, these last two were so close together, maybe not.
Yeah, I'm not going to pretend that, like, I bear that much of that responsibility. My wife has mostly been a champion about handling those situations. Like, I, you know, there have been times where I do get up in the middle of the night, but she largely. And keep in mind, every one of my children were born in the middle of basketball season. So I'm like out, you know. I'm like, all right, that's good. Welcome to the world. I'll be in New York the rest of the week.
So,
you can't rely on me.
So anyway, but I remember when I brought Ben home the first time, that first time you give the baby a bath and you're like, you know, am I going to break him? And then you worry that the baby, this is a human baby. Is he drinking? Is he latching on? Is he losing weight? Oh, is he slightly jaundiced? Is he, like, you're worrying. Now, the stakes are much higher for a real baby than for a puppy. I will grant you that. But the sense of waking up every 2 hours to making sure they're eating and all of that stuff is exactly the same. Like, that part is exactly the same. And so last night I decided that the damn puppy was losing weight. I have a little kitchen scale that you weigh like an orange on or turkey or something, right? And it said it was losing weight. So at 4 in the morning, I'm up I'm calling the emergency vet, saying, am I going to lose this one little puppy that I have? I drive over to the emergency vet to get a food supplement and a bottle. I drive home hearing Jay Williams criticize Mike Conley for not passing the ball to Donovan Mitchell. This is it. I think their show starts at 5 in the morning. So right now, I'll be honest, it doesn't feel worth it, but, you know, it's just a hobby. You know what I mean? Like, to me, I will clearly lose money. Even if I sell this puppy, I'll lose lots of money on this puppy. Like, I've spent so much money on this. She had a C-section, $1,100 for the C-section, right? It's my hobby. Just like, you know, I don't play golf.
Right.
You know, it's my hobby. I don't gamble. I have these giant dogs. It's one of the things that I like doing, and they bring joy to my life, and we all have our hobbies and our waste of money and whatever else, and this is mine.
Listen, it's probably better than gambling. It's probably less expensive if you want to know the truth. So I have never owned a giant dog, and so I I've never even, like, if my children, and they have expressed it certain times,
right.
Dad, can we get a big dog like that dog? And I'm just like, I don't think so. I don't think we can. Like,
I do think people are either giant dog people or little dog people. Like, I don't understand the appeal of a little dog. And I don't mean that in any disrespect to your dog. Like, I love having a dog that's as big as a kind of a horse, you know? Thump, thump, thump. Like, I like the fact that they're these giant, gorgeous dogs. And now my sister, Ellen, she has one big dog typically and one little dog, and she likes both for different reasons. Like, the little dog just likes to sit right there on your chest. You know, my dogs try to do that. You aren't moving. So I don't know. I think, do you think people are either big dog people or little dog people?
I can't speak for every, I'm definitely one or the other, and it's little dog. And I'll even be more specific. It's pug. I'm now a pug owner. I'm not a dog owner. Like, our last dog was a pug. Rest in peace to Lola. And then we've got Piper now. And we are actually talking about getting another a dog, a puppy, but it will also be a pug. Because I have found that for what I want out of a dog, they're perfect. They don't, all they want to do is lay with next to you. That's all she wants to do. Like, Piper spends her life waiting for one of us to sit down so that she can sit down right next to you. Like, she wants to be touching you. That's all she wants to do. If Louie lays down for a nap, which he does most days, I always know that no matter where he falls asleep, if it's upstairs in my office on a couch, or if it's in his room, or if it's in our bedroom, or if it's on the couch in the living room, wherever he's sleeping, Piper will be laying right there next to him. And it's just sweet. That's incredibly sweet.
Yeah. But it is funny. Like, in a sense, my dogs are just giant versions of that. They just want to be with me. Like, some people want a dog that they can go running with. My dogs don't run.
Right.
My dogs don't swim. They just lie down and they keep my feet warm, you know, or they, like, that's what they do. And it's funny, like, on the adoption thing, I really do. Like, I mean, it's critical that people adopt dogs. We have so many dogs, and the nice thing with the pandemic is that so many people have. They were, like, home. They said, all right, if we're going to get a dog, let's get a dog now. And a lot of people adopt, and my buddy Charles just adopted a dog. But it is true, like, if people believe that there should ever be more pugs, right, or ever be more German Shepherds, or ever be Golden Retrievers, or ever be, like, someone has to breed them. Like, you know, you can't, like, it's not evil to breed a pug if you're doing it responsibly, unless you just think the world should have no more pugs, and then what would Gary do?
Yeah, I don't want to live in a world with no more pugs.
You want to get rid of English Bulldogs? Maybe, because English Bulldogs are kind of weird and, you know, snotty and whatever else.
No,
but, like,
they're great.
If you're going to have, I love an English Bulldog.
I had an English Bulldog.
Yeah, like, we have buddies that had one, and it tore up, it, like, tore up their house. Like, it had a negative impact on their house. Like, Piper,
really?
Like, I don't think I would have a dog that had a negative impact on my house. Like, if it was, like, when I was right out of college, I lived with a guy, and he had a giant, I don't know what it was, a boxer maybe. Mm-hmm. And, like, there was just one day we both went to work, and we came home, and the boxer had just ripped the couch up to pieces. And I was like, why do we have a dog that rips our furniture up? And I would not want any animal in my home that made my home smell or negatively impacted the appearance of it. I don't want anything to do with that dog.
Well, okay. I don't think, put aside smell for a minute, I don't think bulldogs by disposition are known to wreck your house. They're known to lie there and fart. Look, so the smell, I think there would be a smell issue, and they have skin issues, and, you know, they're gassy and whatever else, but they're actually considered pretty sedentary as a breed. So I don't know that you can blame bulldogs. You can't say, I don't want a bulldog because it would wreck my house. Ben, did your bulldog wreck your house? Do you have a bulldog as a child?
Yeah, he died a couple years ago, but he did wreck my house a little bit. Sure. Not bad, but I've got a border collie, and he's just a psycho. So it's
I would never in a million years have a border collie because they're exactly right. They need exercise.
Yeah,
you know,
he's psychotic.
They are psychos.
Like I hear people talk about I got to go walk the dog. We've never had to walk our dog.
Yeah, see, I have to.
We don't have to walk.
He'll destroy my house.
Like, I was, the other day, I texted Vernon something, and he was like, no, I didn't see it. I'm walking the dog. What happened? Like, I've never had to walk my dog.
well, I don't really have to walk my dog. I like walking my dogs. Like, I like taking my dogs to the dog park. I like walking my dogs. They get me out, moving around, et cetera, et cetera. But my dog, I have a fenced-in backyard, so I can, I don't need, from that perspective, I don't need to walk my dog. Anyway, and then there's some people who want nothing to do with dogs, and I understand that too, you know. Certainly life is easier. But I think you have a unique situation. When you lived in another house, you still had a dog. Did you then also have a dog?
Well, my college-age dog that I had for 10 years was a Maltese, and he was a problem. And that became a pain. That became a real pain. Because first off, he was always sick. He was allergic to grass, if you can believe that. Okay, I have a dog that's allergic to grass. I had to give him a shot, like, every day. Like, I'd wake up, brush my teeth, and give Mickey a shot in the back of his neck every day. Or else he'd lose all his hair. He's crazy. He tore his ACL. Like, legit had ACL surgery. And then I had to do, like, physical rehabilitation with him. I mean, I probably spent 10 grand on that dog, all things considered. And
you loved him, and you loved him. So much.
Loved him.
And he bit people.
He bit everybody. He would bite, like, everybody. Anybody. I was the only person who could touch him, and he wouldn't bite them. Only person. I can't tell you how many.
I don't think every Maltese is like that, and I don't think every pug is perfect.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Pugs seem good to me. Like, pugs seem like if I were having a small dog, I could see him in a pug.
Yeah, no, pugs are, I've had two now, but they were both exactly the same in the sense that all they want to do is lay down next to you. That's it. They don't need anything else from you except love. And they don't need you to run around with them outside. All they want to do is just sit next to you when you sit down, which is like, that's what I want. I want somebody to sit next to me and be quiet. That's all I want in life. That's all I want.
Hey Bennett, remember that.
Yeah. That's really all I want in life is, like, I want to not feel lonely, but also not be bothered. That's when I'm happiest.
Shouldn't be too much to ask, right?
Yeah, and I get that consistently from my dog, but the Maltese was bananas. I can't tell you how many friends and ex girlfriends or whatever you want to call them who have, like, scars. For Mick, because he looked like the sweetest dog. You would see him and go, "Oh, hey, little buddy," and then he'd bite you. He would just bite your finger. He was something else. But he was a problem because I had him. We lived downtown, and then is that the puppy right there? Or you have an actual baby?
Yeah. Do you hear him?
Yes.
No,
yeah.
That's the puppy. Okay. I'm not even that close here. Listen, see. There you go.
Yeah, it sounds like a child.
It sounds like a baby. It sounds like an actual baby, like a baby. So
making little puppy noises. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but we lived. So then we lived downtown, and I had Mick. And then we lived at the Gayoso house, and so when I had that's when I lived on the sixth floor of an apartment building. So then you have to take your dog down and go outside, and then where I would take him to use the bathroom, the people who own that building complained. So then the apartment building didn't want him to live with us anymore. I think he had to live with my mom for a little while. It was just that became complicated. But I can't endorse pugs enough. If all you want out of a dog is company and sweetness, pugs are pretty good, although they do snore. They will snore loud. But, like, I'm okay. I'm a snore myself. I don't have a problem. I don't hold that against anybody.
Let me ask you this about snoring.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you'd snore? I'm not saying you should lose 15 pounds, but, right, do you think you would snore if you lost 15 pounds? In other words, is it weight-related?
I have been I have snored my entire life, even when I was in the best shape I could possibly be in.
Really?
Yes, I have always snored.
Same.
And I've always had nosebleeds. I don't think those two things are related, but, like, I've always had nosebleeds. I get random nosebleeds, like, once a week. Yeah.
That sucks.
Good to know.
Yeah, it's my whole life. I don't know why. I mean, I was told when I was a child that it was because I was 2 months premature, but I don't know if that's true or not. I just remember somebody saying that to me. But I snore and have my entire life, and I get random nosebleeds. I'm always scared I'm going to get one live on television.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
Well, because it looks like, got a coke problem.
What's happening to him?
Oh, look, he's got a coke
problem.
That's true. I ain't saying I never had a coke problem. I'm just saying I've been saying I don't now and haven't for a long time. I'm just kidding. I've never had a coke problem. But, like, yeah, it looks bad. Like, somebody's nose bleed. Think about it. When do you see somebody's nose bleed on TV? You don't see that.
Right, exactly.
But it could happen to me.
It would look exactly like you have a coke problem. That's exactly what it would look like. Look at GP sniffing it back.
If you ever see me trending on Twitter because of inside college basketball, that'll probably be the reason. I don't know what else I could do besides just start bleeding on television. So I heard you talking about your experiences with your dog last night. It led into the story where you were talking about Jay Williams criticizing Mike Conley. And I just don't know that that's a fair place to criticize him, considering how chaotic of a sequence that was. It wasn't like they were coming out of a timeout and you had, you know, a good grasp of time. Like, again, that started with a Donovan Mitchell turnover. Now you're racing the other way. Missed layup. Now you're racing the other way. It was such a chaotic situation that I think, all things considered, he got a pretty good look. I don't know what else. I mean, obviously.
I'm not even sure. Here's my question. His point is this. The great ones play fast and think slow. So, but let's say, put aside that it was chaotic. Okay, he had a perfect, you know, he could stop it, freeze it, and make the absolute perfect play, because that's how the mind of Mike Conley works. Let's assume that's true. I'm still not sure it would have been a good play to fling the ball to Donovan Mitchell, who was hanging out at the end of the court. Maybe, but there was, 3 seconds left when he got his hands on the ball. I don't know that you can catch it, fling it up to Donovan Mitchell. He's ready, cocked, and firing. And I don't know that he would have gotten any shot off, honestly. Like, I don't think it's obvious that was, even if you say, amazing in that moment he could think of this in this chaos, I still don't know that was the right play.
I don't either, because when Mike gets the ball, it's like, let's rush it up the court. And Donovan Mitchell is standing there wide open with his hands up, but there's at least one guy in a passing lane, maybe two. So it would have been a difficult pass. Like, there's no guarantee you get it where you're trying to get it. And then even if you get it where you're trying to get it, do you have enough time to get a shot off? And, oh, by the way, Mike Conley's a better shooter than Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell's a better player. Mike Conley's a better shooter. I just got I have no issue. Like, I've got an issue with the way the Utah Jazz played for about 40 minutes of that game. But I don't have any issue with what Mike Conley did on the final possession.
You can honestly have an issue with the way Mike Conley played for most of that game.
Yeah, everybody on the court.
2-13 or something like that. Like, Mike was bad.
He was bad. I saw today, he went on Instagram, and it was like just want to say thank you to everybody who supported us. It's been an incredible year for a lot of different reasons, but, you know, I can't wait, to get back at it. And I went and, like, it's just like, he's just being nice.
Did you go look at his mentions? Did you look at his mentions? Were they bad?
Oh, yeah. I was like, hey, what's up with that 2-13? He was like, oh, God.
Oh,
like, I honest to God, I don't believe I've ever, in the history of my life, gone on somebody's social media page, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and they are merely making a post to say thank you about something or to say anything, and I've just decided to be mean to them. I've never done that.
Yeah, well, just make someone feel bad. Like, you know what I want to do here with this moment of my time, this moment of my life that I will never have again? I want to make someone else feel bad.
Yeah, I don't understand
that. What's the point of that? Even if Mike can shrug it off, I'm a big but. Why do it? Why on there and just mock someone?
Yeah, what makes people do that? And it's not like I see people I know do this to other people sometimes. Like, I see people I know who aren't public figures do it to other public figures. And it gets done to me all the time as well. And I just don't understand, like, what makes somebody want to do that? Like, if you come on my page and say something stupid, then I'll explain to you why you're stupid. But I don't make a habit of it. I don't do it. Like, I don't see somebody on Facebook go, so we finally closed on our new house. And then I go underneath the post to be like, what a crappy house that is. what'd that cost? I just wouldn't do that to anybody. But, like, people do it to other people all the time. And it was getting done to Mike Conley today. It's just, I don't know. It's a weird... It's weird that you would want to make somebody feel bad in a time
the question that I asked on my show today was, how do you think Mike Conley feels? Obviously, in total, I'm sure Mike likes his life, likes his career. Why wouldn't he? He's going to earn $200 million by the end. He's got a beautiful wife. He's got a family. He's got perspective. He knows what matters, all of that stuff, right? He also has pride, and he is has high standards, and he wants to accomplish things. Do you think he's just like, my career's gone just the way I wanted it to? Or do you think, like everybody's life, there's some regret in there? Not just that he missed that shot, but that for Mike, never became an all-star. Doesn't appear that he will. It doesn't appear like Mark he's going to go win that title. You know, this big moment, this big shot almost goes down, doesn't. Do you think there is this feeling? I don't really know. I'm just as what do you think Mike was walking around with a feeling of, well, I guess nobody gets everything, and sort of with some regret, not just for that missed shot, but that he didn't quite do what he wanted to do with his career?
I hope not, because if Mike Conley has regrets, like the rest of us should just give up. You know,
seriously,
like just.
I agree.
Just,
I agree with that. Yeah.
I mean, listen. I think the context matters. Do I think he's bothered that he's never been an all-star? Yes, I know he is. He's talked about it. Do I think in a perfect world he'd like to win a championship? Of course. Would he have loved to have made that shot last night? Yes. Is he sick that he didn't? I'm certain. But if I were talking to him, I would say, let's back up to the first time I ever talked to you. We're talking now in 2020. Let's go back to the first time I ever talked to you, which was probably like 2005. You know what you were? You were Greg Oden's little teammate. That's what you were. And somehow, some way, you became a one-and-done player who was a top-five pick who went on to be the all-time scoring leader for one of 30 NBA franchises. You've made $200 million. You have a beautiful wife, three beautiful children, generational wealth. You're tall and good looking. You probably don't snore. Your nose probably doesn't bleed.
Like he actually has achieved at a very high level. He's been a Western Conference final for he's been excellent. He's had a more than a decade of excellence in the NBA. I think that's fair to say, right?
So he's had a better career than 99% of NBA players.
And he came and he was your Greg Oden's little buddy.
Yeah. Oh, I like
that. Get out of my face. Yeah, you losers who are you jabronis who are on my Twitter feed.
Yeah, like you.
He gave like $1 million away too. I mean, they give him more than that, I'm sure. But remember that? Who was he? Was that to Sickle Cell when he gave the? You know, it was in the midst of the.
He did have an association with that. Yes, and like he came back and went bowling with a bunch of people.
Right.
After he was already in Salt Lake City. Like, the guy's lived an incredible life and had an incredible career. And, you know, listen, I guess you never know the ins and outs of anybody's family life, but, like, appears to have a wonderful marriage and family. And, you know, I know he's 11.
Just to answer my question, does everybody have regret? Whether it's like Greg Norman, same thing. Greg Norman, unbelievable life and career, right? Does he have some regret? You know, he's not...
I guess
he's not Jack Nicklaus. Is there always something that everybody is even the most accomplished people like Mike?
So the way I would answer that is yes. Everybody wishes something would have gone differently, even if almost everything went well. Like even Michael Jordan, out of his own mouth, said like it still drives him crazy that they didn't get to come back and try to win a seventh title. Like that's a regret of his. That's something that still bothers him. So here's the guy who's widely considered to be the best basketball player in the history of the world, who has, like, he's a billionaire, owns an NBA franchise, got six titles, beautiful wife, all that stuff, and like, still is, like, bothered by something. So I think any motivated person is going to be bothered by something that didn't go the way they wanted to go, even if almost everything else went well. But I think that's different from, are you happy with how your life turned out? Because if you're Mike Conley and you're not happy.
I have no doubt Mike is happy with how his life turned out. That's unquestionable. Like I actually think most people are, in fact, even people who have nowhere close to the life that Mike had. Most people are happy with how their life. But Mike certainly is. But that's all. Is there a heavy tinge of regret there? Or is it just, hey, like I didn't do everything I wanted to do, but I did 99% of it. Like, I would hope you could look at it that way. I didn't do everything I wanted to do, but I did 99% of it, rather than, gosh, like, sure wish, blank, 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 you know?
I would assume that if you got Mike talking about never being an all-star, that bothers him. If you got Mike talking about last night, that bothers him. But if you can ever take two steps away from that and just, like, take a deep breath and look around, like, hey, this is my life, you have to be, like, not only pleased, but, like, wow, this went better than I could have ever imagined. I promise you, little Mike Conley coming out of high school in Indianapolis did not think he was going to make $200 million.
Do you remember in the summer when they had that horse tournament? Do you see his house? Like, that's a – He played at his house. He's got this incredible court at his house. Yeah, Mike Conley does not have to feel too bad for himself, pretty clearly. And Mike is also the guy who obviously has perspective. And here's the other question. I'm just thinking, if I was in that situation, it would comfort me. I would tell myself this, and maybe this is why I'm not – one of the million reasons why I'm not Mike Conley and I'm a loser is that I would say – listen, we weren't going to get past the Clippers anyway. Like, it's not like we were going to win a championship. Come on, man. Like, I would have that reality. I was like, yeah, what? We could have stayed in the bubble for four more games. It's like the Grizzlies not making the playoffs and playing the Lakers. Well, I guess they could have won that game against Portland and another one, but where was it going anyway? For me and Mike Conley, it's a little bit like that. He hits that shot. Great moment. And he would have had that moment. But they wouldn't lose a championship. You know, they weren't going to win the championship. They were going to stay in the bubble for two more weeks.
Right. I think it stings a little more if LeBron James is in a game seven against the Nuggets and misses a shot at the buzzer and gets eliminated when he was the favorite or one of the favorites to win a championship. Yeah, I think that that's more difficult. So Mike's situation is less difficult. But like, still, you want to make the shot. You know, it's not like
you clearly want to make. Yeah, it would have been a great moment.
Oh,
like,
wow!
For his career, it would have been just great.
Oh, I was in the catcher stance on my couch. I was ready to go, because it was like the whole scene was just wild. It was like you've got this slow sort of scene in basketball that we see all the time. Team down two, playmaker's got the ball in his hands. All right, what's going to happen? And then it's like turnover. Go the other way. Miss layup. We're going the other way. It was like, whoa, what's that? Because under normal circumstances, like, nothing about that is the way it usually goes. Like, playmaker, ball in his hands, 13 seconds left. Okay.
Does he get stripped?
Get stripped. Like, away, and now turnover. But when that happens, that doesn't normally happen. But when it happens, what normally happens next is
other team holds on the ball, game over, gets fouled, that's it.
Gets fouled. Yeah, but they decide for some reason we're going to go try to score. So it's like, what? And then Mike contests the shot, so they miss layup, and then it's like we're headed the other way. So it would have been different, I think, for him if it would have been like missed free throw or missed layup. I mean, he was racing up the court against the clock and then launched a full-speed transition three-pointer and almost made it.
It is stupid to criticize him for that shot. Right. It's ridiculous. And I mean, Jay Williams is a point guard. He knows more about the position.
Sure.
I just was stunned. Because actually, it wasn't a common criticism, right? I started consuming the news this morning, the fallout from that. And Jay Williams, well, let me ask you this. Who would you want taking that last second shot? Donovan Mitchell or Mike Conley? And I'm like, that's not really a fair question. Because A, as you point out, maybe you want Mike Conley. But Donovan Mitchell. I don't think it could have happened. So, anyway. I'm sure Mike is home with his baby and is leading a good life.
Hey, you go take care of that little puppy, okay?
Yep. See you, man.
I'll see you. Bye-bye. That's Jeff Calkins and his puppy live on 92.9 FM ESPN. I ain't trying to take care of no puppy, I'll tell you that.
That's tough.
Like, I'll adopt all of our dogs, except for Mick, my first dog. Our two pugs were both, we adopted them. So we had them, I guess, when they were relatively young, but not like puppies, not like 2 days old. We didn't have to live through that.
Yeah.
I think that's really the way it should go for all puppies, babies, everything. You just get them like when they're three.
It would solve a lot of issues,
You know, like I'll have friends who have babies for the first time or who are pregnant and like about to have a baby for the first time. And so you get into these conversations sometimes and I'm like, listen, I'm just going to level with you. you don't have to pretend like you're having a great time with a 6-week-old.
That's a good point.
You know, like, because you're not. It's not fun.
Like, it's not fun.
Like, I remember when we had our first child, like, he's like, you know, 6 weeks old, and you know, you'd be holding him because that's, you know, that's what you do. Uh-huh. And it'd be like, oh, so you're having a blast? And you want to, you don't know if you're supposed to be having a blast.
Right. It's like you don't, like, well, yeah, he's fun to look at.
Yeah, like, you start questioning yourself, you know? It's like.
I totally agree.
And then finally I was like, you know, this is not fun. Like, oh, so you stayed home all day with your little boy? I was like, yeah.
No, Noah's 1.5, and it's like light years better than when he was a little bitty infant baby.
They can't do it. They don't do anything.
They don't do anything.
They don't do anything.
Right.
It's not fun. But I remember questioning myself, like, maybe something's wrong with me. Because, like, if I'm being honest, this is not – I'm not enjoying this. This is not fun. But then they get to a place where they can – you can make them laugh, and they can talk a little bit. And they start moving around. That's fun.
Yeah, they get all curious.
I'm telling you, like, I'm living through this for the last time as a father, a 3-year-old. 3-year-olds are the best.
3's good.
3
okay.
is the best. Like, I remember thinking that with every one of my children, and right now Lou is 3. And 3 is the age when they're the funniest. Like, they're still so innocent that there's an innocence there. But they're also, like, you can actually talk to them and like, play with them and do things with them. And they're still love. Like, they still, all they want to do, it's a little bit like a pug. All they want to do is, like, be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you will get to a point where your children, it's not all they want to do is be with you. But my experience is having a 3-year-old is, like, they still just want to be with you or with mom. Or, like, they miss you when you're gone. Or they're glad when they see you. That does go, that goes away. And then hopefully it comes back.
Yeah, but you got to wait a while.
But it goes away. It'll go. You'll go from having, I think most people, you go from having someone who every time you walk in the front door, they are thrilled to see you, to then the children get older and they don't even know when you walk in the front door. They don't even notice. And then what you hope is that comes back. I'm still, we'll see. I'll tell you how it goes. But yeah, 3-year-old, that's perfect. Like, brand new baby, that's not a whole lot of fun. I mean, I know if you're a mother, like, it's your baby, and, like, that's a thing. But, like, just from, you can't hang out with a 6-week-old.
That's right.
So I ain't even trying anymore. Be back in a second.
A fellow went up to the desk in the hotel lobby to register. A large dog lying in front of the desk made him nervous. The desk clerk greeted him. Uneasy, the man asked, "Does your dog bite?" The desk clerk simply said no. With that assurance, the man decided he would pet the dog. Just as he put his hand down, the dog bit him sharply. In pain, he said, "I thought you said your dog wouldn't bite." I liked the desk clerk's response. "Sir, that's not my dog." It's important to ask the right questions. The questions we ask determine the answers we get. One question we ask God is, "Why are you punishing me this way?" The truth is, God isn't punishing us. We need to ask, "What do you want me to teach me in front of all this suffering?" So examine the questions you ask. Instead of why is this happening to me, ask, "What could I learn from this?" I'm Shane Stanford from Christ Church Memphis. You matter.
Visit ChristChurchMemphis.org.
Have you ever wondered what's inside your air ducts? Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. If you are one of many who suffers from bad allergies, especially in the Mid-South, and would like to improve the indoor air quality of your home, then Choate's Air Duct Cleaning could be a solution for you and your family. Air Duct Cleaning has been proven to help people with allergies and other respiratory issues by removing buildup of debris from your home's air supply. Air Duct Cleaning will also help eliminate dust from building up in your house, therefore, you don't have to dust as much either. And Air Duct Cleaning is also shown to help improve the performance of your air conditioning and heating system. Choate's is the name you can trust for all your indoor air quality needs. So call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule a free video inspection to help you breathe a little easier. And remember, Choate's, Let our family serve your family.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shop this Labor Day weekend for the Trade In Trade Up Sale. Trade in your old clubs, gloves, balls, bags, or shoes and save big on your new gear. Trade in your golf balls and get $3 towards a new dozen. Trade in your shoes and get $10 towards a new pair. Trade in your golf bag and get $25 towards a new one over $149. And get a 50% bonus trade-in on your old clubs. It's all happening now through Labor Day at Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Offer excludes Scotty Cameron and select limited products.
This is the Frawls family. They live on a piece of land they call greener pasture, and they work on it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. With its durable construction and features that hook up to dozens of attachments with ease, no job is too tough. The Frawls family runs with us, because this is more than just land. It's home. Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Indeed knows a lot of small businesses took a hit recently and are busy trying to figure out plans for the future. So if you're hiring, it means finding the right people is more critical than ever before. Indeed will help you find the quality candidates you need while only paying for what you need. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Your next big win is closer than you think. Start by getting Xfinity Internet, which gives you the best Wi-Fi experience with coverage throughout your home. That's a win. Plus, at Xfinity Mobile, get the most reliable wireless network and save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill. And, well, winning with Xfinity, it's never been more simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $25 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, switch to Xfinity Mobile, and for a limited time, get $400 off an eligible Samsung Galaxy 5G phone. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Internet offer requires Eagle Bill and auto pay, ends 9/22/20. Restrictions apply. New Performance Starter Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Wireless savings compares to averages of top providers. Xfinity Internet required. Galaxy offer ends 9/15/20. 5G only in parts of select cities.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance. If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. It's a second-generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. If you live in Mississippi, she can help you. If you are someone who likes to support businesses that support the local university's athletic department, then Elizabeth Rook Insurance qualifies because she is a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletic. If you don't have a good life insurance policy, get one. You wouldn't want to have something happen to you unexpected and you've left your family in a serious financial bind. A life insurance policy, a quality one, can ensure that that does not happen. And right now you can get one via Elizabeth Rook Insurance. They're temporarily waiving the medical exam to help you with COVID-19 social distancing protocols. So take advantage of that. Learn more on the website, rookinsurance.com. Two locations, Memphis area, one in Lakeland on Canada Road, the other one in Highway 51 in Covington. You can call 901-867-SAVE, 901-867-7283. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance on the web, rookinsurance.com. Got two basketball games going tonight. One is about to tip off. It has just tipped off. It is Miami and Milwaukee game two after Miami won game one. That's when Jimmy Butler went for 40, and it became a bit of a point of contention. Like, when Jimmy Butler's going for 40, at what point does the defensive player of the year, Giannis Antetokounmpo, decide, hey, like, let me handle this? And I've seen people I respect in basketball argue both sides of this. And so one argument is, you're the defensive player of the year. You're, by extension, in some people's minds, the best defensive player in the world. Go take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've seen LeBron James say before, like, oh, I'm handling this. We've seen Kawhi Leonard say, I'm handling this. So why didn't Giannis say, I'm handling this? He never did. He was asked about it and sort of got defensive. he said, why would you ask me that? You know,
I know.
The coach, I do what coach asked me to do, and coach didn't ask me to do that. So one side of it is you're the best defensive player in the world. Go stop the other guy. The other side is that he is not a perimeter defender. He's more of a rim protector than anything else. And so it was interesting. Sam Amick sat down with Jimmy Butler yesterday. And there's video out there, you can find it, of Sam talking to Jimmy about this. And Jimmy was great. He said, because the question was something as simple as, were you surprised Giannis never guarded you? And Jimmy said, no, not really. And he said, he broke it down, which I love it when basketball players actually talk basketball rather than just dealing cliches and non-answers. He said, listen, here's the deal. Giannis is one of the best help side defenders in the world. That's what he does. He'll help block shots. That's how he's special, and it's how he makes their defense the best defense in the league. He said, so if you put him on me, you can't help off of me. So then you lose that if you're Milwaukee. You can't help off me because I'll make you pay for that. And so you putting Giannis on me, it's something they wouldn't normally do, and it could arguably make their defense worse because, yes, I might score less, but I will get the ball, to my teammates, and I got guys that can hurt you, and Giannis won't be there to help them because you can't help if you're guarding me. And so I think that's a reasonable answer as well. Like, why isn't Giannis guarding Jimmy Butler? Because where he is most effective is being a help defender, and you're not going to help off of Jimmy Butler. So it was just, this is one where basketball people are arguing about, but you go straight to Jimmy Butler, the guy at the center of the conversation. He's like, no, if I were Milwaukee, I don't know that I would put Giannis on me because it might hurt me, but it might also hurt their team and help my team. So it'll be interesting to see how Budenholzer handles that today. Game just tipped off. They're about 3 minutes in. Miami 8, Milwaukee 5, 9:18 left in the first quarter. We'll be back with dinner to go.
How can Staples help you get back to business?
By printing you new signs for the times.
Staples can help prepare your business for the new normal with everything from in-store signage to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer, and all at amazing prices.
And this week at Staples, get $15 off posters or yard signs when you spend $75 or more.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 10/31. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. How smooth is it, Bennett Doyle?
It is so smooth you can drink it straight.
It's so smooth you can drink it straight. It is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that is because quality vodka that's reasonably priced. They got more expensive vodka in every liquor store in America. I've seen it with my own eyes. I used to buy it before New Amsterdam existed, but once New Amsterdam became a thing, then it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. Why would I pay twice as much money for a different bottle when this bottle is a quality bottle? They got that 80-proof vodka. They got 100-proof vodka. They got flavored vodkas, including watermelon. That's the newest flavor. They also have a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, or if the person you love and cherish is on a gluten-free diet, grab that. It's got a brown label on it. Most stores are carrying it. If you don't see it, ask for it. They can get it for you. Next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store, please ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Hashtag Move Memphis Forward is proud to recognize CNS Healthcare. Talking with Dr. Laura McGill, I understand you have some exciting news about a COVID-19 research study.
Thank you so much for asking. We have a COVID vaccine research study that we recently started here in Memphis. We're now trying to find volunteers who are willing to help us check to see if this vaccination might be one that will help us prevent COVID-19 infections in the future.
What type of patients are you looking for?
We are interested in enrolling patients of all ages, particularly age 18 to 85, all races and ethnicities, and we're interested in people who are first responders and those of us who are just regular citizens walking around in the community, possibly getting exposed to the COVID illness.
Thanks to Dr. McGill and CNS Healthcare for helping move Memphis forward. For information on the study, call 901-843-1045 or visit COVID19research.us. Hashtag Move Memphis Forward is powered by Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Grab the usual suspects, pick your nearest or dearest trail, and get ready to leave your worries at base camp. Because Honda is here with a great getaway event to help our family of riders plan an escape from the routine. It's all happening now at DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch. That's where you'll find exclusive offers on your favorite Honda motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides, like the 4Trax Foreman. Built to never quit, it offers the comfort you need on long rides and work days. Plus, the bigger engine for 2020 means even more of the proven power you expect from a Honda ATV. Right now, you can ride off on the Foreman and save big with up to $600 in factory-to-dealer incentives on select models. Visit or call DeSoto Honda, 5656 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and hatch a plan for adventure during the Honda Great Getaway Event. Factory-to-dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See dealer for complete program details.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune, envy, jealousy, privilege.
Week one of the football season is about to kick off, and DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is putting you in the center of the action with two shots at a $1 million top prize. Making it rain with DraftKings is easy. It's simple stuff. Just draft your team, stay under the salary cap, and pile up points for yards, touchdowns, and so much more. Plus, DraftKings is giving away a share of up to $100 million in prizes to all users who enter their free football survivor pool. All you got to do is sign up at DraftKings, enter the Survivor Pool, and you'll instantly get a share of up to $100 million in giveaways. So go download the top-rated DraftKings app right now. It's in your app store. And use code WMFS, that's WMFS, to get a free shot at a $1 million top prize. That's code WMFS on DraftKings.com or via the DraftKings app. And for a limited time, don't forget, you can get your share of $100 million in prizes by entering DraftKings free Survivor Pool. That's code WMFS only at DraftKings. A minimum $5 deposit is required. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we ended up talking about dogs.
We talked a lot about dogs.
You know what I love most about this conversation?
Huh.
Not a single person will ever tweet you and tell you to stick to sports. Which means that when they do say stick to sports, they don't really mean stick to sports. Nobody cares when we talk about dogs. They just mean don't say something I don't agree with on a social issue or a political issue. So I'm always looking for it. I'm waiting for somebody to go, hey, I don't want you talking about dogs. Nobody ever says don't talk about dogs or food or movies. Just those other things that they don't like for whatever reason. I think the bottom line on dogs is this. If big dogs that are in a position to keep you up all night and mess your house up, if that's what you love, then have it. I would never have those gigantic dogs Jeff has, but he loves those dogs.
He does love those dogs.
So I'm happy to let him love them. Me, I'm more of a pug owner. And so what I get with a dog in the home is a dog that just wants to hang out with you and sit beside you. She ain't causing no problems unless you drive an Amazon truck, FedEx truck, or the mail truck. Then she might be a problem for you. But other than that, she's just going to sit beside you and watch whatever you're watching. So, anyway, shouts to dogs of all kinds. I got my favorites, but shouts to all of them.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Rockets Thunder, Game 7, oh, yeah. First round Western Conference playoffs. Can Chris Paul eliminate his former team and teammates, most notably James Harden? Winner advances to play the Lakers. The loser will exit the bubble. Houston's 5.5. Come on, Bennett.
Okay, Houston's 5.5?
Have you ever got one of these right?
I don't know.
Houston's a 5.5-point favorite. What are you doing tonight, Bennett?
I'm going to take the Oklahoma City Thunder. They got the freaking momentum.
They got the momentum?
Yep.
They've got the CP3?
Revenge.
They don't have James Harden in the fourth quarter.
I like the revenge
Russell
narrative.
Westbrook in the fourth quarter. That's two positive things. And so I really don't think you can overstate how big this is for James Harden's, like, reputation. Like, he better, if they're in a tight game late, he better get the ball. He better go get the ball and try to win the game. Because if Houston loses with him doing what he did in the final 4 minutes of that game the other night, that'll be a big – that'll be who he is now. Like Chris Paul said two nights ago, some people built forward from it, some people shy away from it. I do think James Harden might be somebody who shies away from it. He can't be tonight. Like, even if you're uncomfortable going and getting the ball, you got to go get the ball.
Yep.
You have to go do it tonight. Tip, schedule for 8 o'clock. You can watch it on ESPN.
Is there anything I need to make sure
read?
What should I watch on TV?
I'd watch Game 7. That's going to be good stuff. But if you're looking for something non-sports, the Big Lebowski's on Vice at 6:30. Friday Night Lights is on HBO Zone at 7. Rounders is on Five Star Max at 8. So those are three big movies that feels like everybody's seen. So if you want to reminisce about whatever you want to reminisce about, those are options. On the late night circuit, Dion Forrest is on Jimmy Kimmel. Michael Che is on Jimmy Fallon. Bright Eyes, this must be a rerun. Bright Eyes was on Stephen Colbert last week.
Yeah, we had that last week.
But Bright Eyes is on Stephen Colbert again. Paul LaPelle's on Seth Meyers. And Tandy Newton from Westworld, she's going to be on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Kevin O'Connor from The Ringer had a nice piece previewing tonight's Rockets Thunder. Game 7, sort of touching on a lot of the issues that I touched on a couple minutes ago. Like, this is real big for James Harden. I mean, it's real big for Mike D'Antoni, Daryl Morey, Russell Westbrook, the whole deal. But it's biggest, I think, for James Harden. You cannot lose a Game 7 first-round series to the dude you made the franchise trade. Don't ever get it mixed up. The Rockets didn't necessarily want to get rid of Chris Paul. James Harden was basically, it's either me or him. I'm not playing with that guy anymore. So you take the younger guy who's like MVP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.